Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. 2 Timothy 2:3-4. Soldiers are the essential ingredient of an army. Their purpose is to engage the enemy. The Bible teaches us that we, the Church of Jesus Christ, have an enemy. We are engaged in a great war against the forces of evil and darkness. Be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Because of this enemy and this warfare, we must not entangle ourselves with the affairs of this life. This word, entangle, means to weave in or to be involved. While we must live in the world, we must not allow the world to live in us. Jesus, in his prayer unto the Father, stated that they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. John 17:14-18. The world is the battleground where the forces of good engage in battle against the forces of evil. There is, however, the danger that we might pause to become involved with the affairs of this life. Jesus reminds us that some of his disciples will turn away because of becoming choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of this life. Luke 8:14. There is a certain enticement that the world presents, which we must carefully and prayerfully avoid. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. The life of a soldier is sometimes very difficult, and so is true of the soldier of Jesus. In our commitment to Christ, we must expect some hardness in our life. Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Hebrews 11:25. The prince of this world seeks our overthrow, and the lust of the flesh are his weapon against us. We must abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having our conversation honest among the Gentiles. 1 Peter 2:11-12. We must choose always to please him who hath chosen us to be a soldier. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.